Welcome back to a super fantasy football show. I'm John.
And I'm Randy.
And Randy is coming to us from...
Live from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Live to me. Slight tape delay for you from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That sounds like a pretty fun time. You had good... what have you been up to?
I'm enjoying it. Just golf. I had the week off of work and decided on Saturday I was really debating whether I was going to go away somewhere. And Saturday night, I just pulled the trigger and went.
And what's the reason for your week off? Just random?
No, just vacation. We have to use them. They don't roll over. And
so you just picked a week?
You can get paid. You can still get paid and come in. So you get like a double pay.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you ever do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Like, I still get paid regardless of whether I'm there or not. So why take the double pay?
Take the PTO. You're not trying to work yourself into the ground.
And fun fact, John, mm-hmm. Yesterday technically was the first day I was off. They called me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times yesterday.
Oh my God.
90% of the questions they could have done on their own. The other 10%, I get there was a reason to call. But the other 90%, they had no business bothering me.
You got to set boundaries, Rando. Work-life balance. Come on, man.
You know what kind of earful I would get if I didn't answer them?
Don't they run this damn place?
Not without me.
Wow. We need to stage a coup, a bear hug, like in Secession. You've seen Secession?
I have, yeah.
I don't totally understand what a bear hug is, to be honest, but you should do that to your dad and uncle.
I would love to stage a coup. If I had enough people, I would do it.
All right. I forgot my goal is to make this episode under like a half hour because I feel like I've been way too damn long lately. And here we are 3 minutes in talking business. And we can't be doing that. We got to be talking business, Randy. Fantasy football. Week one is in the books. We're into week two, baby. What's going on?
You know, John, I got specifically talking to me. I got a lot of room for improvement here.
Yeah. Some pretty interesting games last week. I don't know if there are any... Well, let's start here. Were there any big surprises for you, Randy?
I'm trying to get the app up now if you want to kick it off.
Hey,
real quickly, congratulations.
You
lived up to the game of the week.
Well, yeah, we did. The Iron City Olyphants, I guess, yeah, we can just do a quick recap on all the games. Iron City Olyphants beat the Running Fools 153.5 to 125. Pretty crazy game. Honestly, it really came down to Sunday night. I think after all the early Sunday games, we were projected to be pretty close still. But Sunday night, I just, you know, got a little bit ahead and held on to my lead and then had another player on Monday night. So worked out well. I think both teams kind of showed what they wanted to show, was that they're two of the big dogs in the sport. Definitely. Right now. Tough loss. That's going to be a tough loss no matter who your team is.
You slayed the beast once.
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep the ball rolling, Johnny?
Well, I talked some shit last podcast, and we had a bet going that whoever lost this game has to wear some fucking shirt to the SRK. And after the podcast last week, Brian said, okay, if you're so confident, you got to beat me two times. So I said, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not scared. And we started off with a bang, and I couldn't be more proud of the boys. Shout out to Cooper Kupp is my main takeaway. If he can be good, that'd be incredible.
I want to thank you for bringing Brian back down the planet, Rando, getting him back level-headed. You know, he can get off his high and mighty horse and just come back down to reality with the rest of us peasants.
I will say, yeah, tough loss for Brian, putting up 125 and still losing by 23. That's 28. That's tough. But and not only that, Jordan Love went down late in the Packers game.
Yes.
He's going to be out a while. And he has some Packers receiver on his bench, Jordan Reed, I think. And yes, he went the fuck off. And now that Jordan Love is out, you know, may not get that production out of Mr. Reed again. I don't remember his first name, but so
hey, Brian,
tough loss.
If you're interested, Patrick Mahomes could be on the market if you're interested, Brian. Yeah, you can help a quarterback. Well, why don't you shoot me a message, shoot John an email, maybe we can work out a deal.
All right. Well, since you brought up your piece of shit quarterback on your piece of shit fantasy football team, let's get to the Real Americans versus the technical fouls. Real Americans lost 75-110 and a half. Is that the second lowest score on the week?
Not the lowest.
Second lowest. That's right. Give us your thoughts on this game, Randy.
You know, things weren't clicking, Johnny. Things weren't clicking. I expected more out of Patty Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Tank Dell's 6.5 points, respectable, but only 3 receptions, 40 yards. Needed him to get in the end zone at least once. That hurt me. Stephon Diggs for the technical fouls had 2 tutties.
Having the second worst or second best tight end on the Ravens, that also didn't help you out. He was one of your keepers right now.
At one point in the game was pretty much just playing left tackle. So I need to rethink that. Big shout out to Joe Mixon.
Yeah,
Mixon haters in the league, and Joe Mixon had 23.5 points. I will say, John, not that it would have mattered one way or another. I still would have lost this game. But I picked the wrong Los Angeles Chargers running back.
Who'd you go with?
I went with Gus Edwards.
Oh, yeah, and you went up against
It was going to be one of those running back by committee kind of thing, and whoever got the hot hand.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2.5 points to Matthew, got it right, with J.K. Dobbins, had 20.5 points.
Yeah, and J.K. Dobbins really, really helping out the technical fouls here. I feel like he put up a good game, 110.5. But you take out, Saquon putting up 31, J.K. Dobbins putting up 20. I feel like those guys really balled out. So interested to see if they can continue that forward. But also at the same time, you have Joe Burrow finishing with 7 fucking points. That's not going to stay like that, right?
I wanted to hint on that for the technical fouls. Mm-hmm. What do you think the future holds for the fouls? Do they ride with Joe Burrow? At some point, he's got to cut Kirk Cousins, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it too early to?
No, I'd say that's fair. I imagine he's going to the waiver wire this week.
The fouls left 27 points on the bench with is it Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels, yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I'd probably go with him at least until Burrow. Burrow, he's still dealing with a wrist thing. I'm concerned about him this year.
I believe T. Higgins was out, and I think it was kind of up to the wire whether or not he probably was going to play. They probably knew that, but I think Schefter made it out like it was a game time decision whether or not Ja'Marr Chase was going to play.
Yeah. So interesting. I think technical fouls definitely have some positive things to moving forward. Real Americans, not seeing too much. Well, I guess Joe Mixon, you can hang your hat on that. And Jesus Christ, your bench. Holy fuck, boys. We'll get to that later, though, when we get to the emails. Let's move on. Speaking of game time decisions, how about let's move over to Oink versus Haktua. And you want to talk about game time decisions making an impact. Christian McCaffrey announcing an hour before Monday Night Football that he's inactive.
Fun fact with that.
That really fucked Dave.
That the NFL is investigating that.
Good.
Because The kid that played, was it Mason was his last name, the running back?
Yeah.
He made a statement after the game. And I guess he probably didn't realize what he was saying, but they had asked him like, oh, you were during the week, how many reps did you get with the first team? And he was like, he basically came out and said, I knew Friday I was the starter.
Damn. That's crazy.
So I guess the NFL is going to investigate whether the 49ers knew that McCaffrey wasn't going to play and held on to that info. I guess there's a certain window you have to report.
Well, I guess, so I mean, the positive spin for Oink is that they still put up 126 and they didn't even have a fucking running back. Thank God though. Like if it had been like, you know, if it had been closer, or if he was even down a little bit, like, holy shit, I would have been fucking livid.
But had it been closer, David could have signed that running back. I think he probably
would have. He'd have to drop someone. And by Monday night, he might have only had Christian McCaffrey. And you're not going to drop Christian McCaffrey to pick up.
Oh, yeah, if he didn't have a spot. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, who is it? Jets and 49ers? Okay, I guess he had George Kittle. I guess in that situation, you could drop George Kittle, I think, pick up the other guy. Yeah. But, he doesn't have to worry about it. And, you know, I think team's looking good. He did mention some injury concerns, though. Who did he say in Discord? Kenneth Walker. Oh, Puka Nacua. That's probably the big one.
Yeah,
he's out for a little bit. So... just in time to play the Olifants next week. So you hate to see it. Hawk Tua, what do you like about them?
Still a strong showing from Hawk Tua.
Pretty good.
Amari Cooper, I think, needs to find his rhythm.
Needs a quarterback. Needs Joe Flacco, for being honest.
Travis Kelce had an off day.
Mm-hmm.
There's still room for Hawk Tua to grow, I think.
Yeah, I know. I'd agree. Pretty good performance out of them. Plus David Montgomery on the bench, maybe throw him up there. David Godwin might end up there. So who knows? We'll see. We'll see what's going on. All right. And lastly, for the this past week, we got the abysmal Denny Irvine's Gatorade versus the god awful basement dwelling Altman and Sons Incorporated, putting up the league low 74.5. Only half point behind Rando, but still, 74.5 is pretty fucking pathetic. I was hearing talks of championships out of that ownership group in the preseason. So, not sure what happened there. Denny Irvine's Gatorade putting up 102, respectable. Well, is it though? It's
if you take 20 points away from Boswell.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm at least glad that someone had him on their team.
Tom wins. What is it? 82-74.5. If you take 20 away from Boswell.
Yeah.
So once again, I think Tom's team is better than he thinks it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because he still seems pretty down on it, but I mean, pretty strong showing for the most part. Tom really didn't leave any points on the bench. He pretty much got everything.
I would say on the other side of that coin is that his bench also sucked ass. So he didn't leave a lot of points on the bench, but I mean, he got 25% of his points from his fucking kicker.
Yeah.
That's not great.
And a big concern, I think, for Tom moving forward is going to be running back.
Yeah, who's he got in there?
Zaire White.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
There's Zaire White.
DeAndre Derrick Swift. Henry,
I think he'll be fine with. DeAndre Swift.
He's going to be hunting that waiver wire. I know.
Javonte Williams was a dud.
How many moves do you think he makes this week on the waiver wire? Let's take a bet.
So he leaves for Paris on Wednesday.
Oh, fuck.
So I don't know. I don't know how active. I don't know how long that plane ride is. Is Tom going to pay for premium Wi-Fi? Probably not.
Well, doesn't the first round of waivers go through Wednesday at 3 a.m.? So like tomorrow?
I get technically.
So he could be in there already. He could have his moves in. I'm sure Tom does. He's a fucking waiver wire hawk. He's known about this trip for so goddamn long. Refused to tell anyone about it for a little while, which is fucking weird. And then
he thought we'd pick the Denver game.
What a fucking douche.
look,
I'm just kidding.
Listen, we could be a little petty, but we're not that petty.
Yeah, and I'd agree. I'd agree with that. But yeah, I mean, if he made three moves, I wouldn't be surprised. Because yeah, you're right. He's not. Well, I don't know shit about Zamir White other than that he got 3 points in this fucking game. So I would say, maybe try something else.
Yeah.
speaking of, when Ian said that thing in the Discord about Mason, and he was talking about that running back, I thought he was talking about Mason Rudolph, and I didn't know what the fuck he meant.
That was what I thought initially. Because I'm sitting there thinking like, oh shit, did Will Levis get hurt or something? And like Mason Rudolph went off? Like threw 6 touchdowns? And then I looked at it, I'm like, no. He means the running back.
Oh man, yeah. All right, well, okay, that's last week. Let's see. Let's check out the standings. I guess this is technically League Pulse. Not that the standings are super interesting, but in the East, we got at the top the Technical Fouls and Denny Irvine's Gatorade. And in the West, we got Iron City Olifants and Oink. And then the losers in the East, Real Americans, Altman and Sons in the Basement. Mm-hmm. West, Running Fools and Hawk Tua in the bottom over there. So I did notice that ESPN Fantasy Football app got their shit together and finally ranked Iron City Olifants number one. I think they knocked the Running Fools down to number four. So I really don't understand how the fuck they're creating these rankings. I'll read off what they got. Iron City Olifants 1, Technical Fouls 2. That's interesting too. 3 is Oink. 4 is Denny Irvine. 5 Running Fools. 5 Running Fools? What the fuck? 6 Altman and Sons. 7 and 8 Hawk Tua and Real Americans sticking down in those mm-hmm. positions.
I want to congratulate you right now, Johnny. You have a 27.5 point lead currently for the scoring title.
You know, there's a lot of ball game left. You can't get too high on these wins.
But the Real American over here, the mathematician that I am, I'm going to keep a strong eye on the scoring title this year.
are you going for it?
Week 2? No. Oh, okay. I know it's week 1. I don't want to hang it up. I got the battle of the basement bowl coming up this week. Not count myself basement out, bowl. But I'm going to keep an eye on the rest of the league.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Thanks for doing that for us. Anything else for League Pulse, or are we just going to get into next week's games?
I think we get right into it. It's early in the season. There's a lot of ball left to be played. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said we go for it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Let's start with, well, you brought it up, the Battle of the Basement. Why don't we start it there, if you don't mind? The Real Americans versus Altman and Sons Incorporated.
I don't think anyone cares, John. It's the Battle of the Basement. I don't need to deep dive my roster. We know it's shit. Yeah, and here's the thing. Aside from some strong running backs, I don't think Eric's roster is any better than mine at this point.
Wow. Well, he's projected 122 this week to your 102, which would be a huge improvement for the Altman and Sons and also a pretty significant improvement for
Correct.
The Real American. So I'm sure you'd love to get 102.
I would love to get 102. Let's start getting the ball back rolling. According to ESPN, I have a 36% win probability.
Okay. All right.
And I like that. I like the 36% odds. I'm going to take that myself feels good. In the base.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like it. Well, yeah, you got to imagine Patrick Mahomes is going to score a few more points, especially because he's playing Cincinnati and they're like particularly douchey towards Patrick Mahomes. They think they're so much fucking better than him. even though they just lose in the goddamn Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think he's going to bring his A game. However, I feel like that might be one of your only bright spots. Still, I mean, don't love any of these other people on your team, honestly, other than Joe Mixon. I feel like that one might do okay for you. But then on the other side,
I'm excited about Joe Mixon.
Yeah, he's a bright spot. Although he's 29?
Yeah,
wasted on this team. Give him to me for nothing. How about that? I'll send you an offer.
Send me a seventh round pick. I'd love the wheel and deal.
Okay, fine. And then on Auburn and Sons side, again, they only put up 74.5 last week. Pretty fucking bad. Projected to get 122 this week. Mm-hmm. I think it's tough because I'm still not a huge believer in Marvin Harrison Jr. In week two, I think he's going to be good eventually. But in week two, I guess you hope he's better than week one, where he was.
You ain't your daddy didn't do yet, shit. Boy.
But I mean, then there's things to like CeeDee Lamb, Jonathan Taylor, Breece Hall, Kyler Murray. I don't know. I still don't love him. He's too little. You can't be my size and be an NFL quarterback. I just don't believe it. Exactly. But we'll see. I mean, he's got to do better than 13 points, you would think.
Hey, there's a new Call of Duty drop this week. So if I rare, I can pull Kyler right out of that lineup. But I'm intrigued to see how – that was a joke. But yeah. I'm intrigued to see how Marvin Harrison Jr. in week two bounces back from just having one four-yard reception last week.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if they can get him more in the mix and get him a little more involved in the offense.
Yeah, we'll see. You made your picking yourself. I feel like you winning would definitely be an upset, but I do feel like I could see it happen. And you know what? Just for shits, I'm gonna say it's gonna happen this week. So I'm picking the Real Americans over Altman and Sons, yes. Incorporated, putting them firmly at the bottom. We'll see what happens.
All right. Next week, the bus is going to be in the basement, buddy. Who's it going to be?
All right. What do we got next? Let's say let's go to Oink and Iron City Olifants.
Okay.
In week two, two first place teams in the West battling it out. Oink projected 119. Iron City Olifants 124.8. Do you want to kick us off? Do you want me to?
It's going to be a close one. You got another tight matchup. Matchup-wise, I'm trying to see, why is A-Chain questionable? His ankle. So you got one, but David also has Kenneth Walker Jr. and Christian McCaffrey is questionable. Lamar is questionable. Oh.
I don't believe that.
He's a little bit sore.
Is that what it says? You got
Mark Andrews out there playing goddamn left tackle. anyone would be sore. So other than David's Kenneth Walker and Christian McCaffrey, there's no real. I mean, David might have to do a little tinkering with his running backs, but he has plenty of depth on the roster.
He does. Very, very deep team.
I like Tyreek going up against Buffalo. You know what? You might be in for a day. The Chicago Bears defense was great last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were.
I don't know if they just caught lightning in a bottle, but that could worry me with Nico Collins up against the Chicago D.
Okay.
Bulletin
board material.
Yeah, it's going right to be to him. It's gonna be a close one.
Gun to your head. Who do you got, Rando?
Gun to my head, week two. I'm picking the same team I picked last week. The Iron City Olifants. I think they're the better team right now. I think Oink is there. They're at that tipping point. They just need some tweaks. But I'm going to take you in another barn burner.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take that. And I'll take even more. I'm taking myself again going with the Iron City Olifants. I don't think that's any surprise. I think this is probably, I mean, I couldn't have picked a better week to play Oink in fantasy football, because, I mean, really, his loss is my gain in this matchup. He loses Puka Nacua, and I get Cooper Kupp. Kenneth Walker, he said, is a little banged up. Not totally sure what that means. Christian McCaffrey, do not love those vibes there. I didn't love that at all. It makes me very concerned that he's not playing next week either. So I'd be pretty pissed if I were Dave, honestly. So I do feel like this is kind of the perfect week for me. And I think, yeah, I think the bad juju is going to take down Oink and Iron City Olifants. Yeah, we might have some tough matchups, but I think it's a pretty solid team. And I think this one's definitely coming down to injuries. Tell you, not looking forward to the next time I play Oink.
Correct.
So, all right. Well, next up, let's get to the Running Fools versus Hakutua. And in this one, Running Fools are projected 129 and Hakutua 106.
You want to kick this one off?
I'll kick it off. Why not? All right. Well, I mean, I've been pretty open about my, I'd call it disdain for Hakutua's roster. Really not a fan overall. Like pieces of it, and definitely has some firepower. Do not get me wrong. I mean, if these guys click on a week, that's going to be a dangerous team. But generally, I just don't see that happening week in and week out. And I think he's going up against one of the stronger teams and Running Fools. So I'm definitely taking the Fools in this one. Move them up to tied for second in the division at 1-1. And I think they right the ship.
I'm torn, Johnny.
Oh, he's torn.
I'm torn. I kind of agree with you. I'm not super in love with Hakutua's roster.
Mm-hmm.
But under the right circumstances, if this roster goes off, it could be a high-scoring threat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
I think pound for pound, I think the Running Fools is the better ball club here. Brian already made some roster moves. He put Brock Purdy in as a starting quarterback.
Yeah, because he lost Jordan Love.
That's intriguing. Big Cock Brock, friend of the pod.
Keeping Jaden Reed on the bench. I think that's probably a good call, too. I mean, Justin Jefferson, his performance last week was pretty solid. I feel like that's got to make you feel really good if you're the Running Fools also.
Do you trust Sam Darnold?
Long term, no, but he got it done last week. So let's see if he can keep it going.
I'm going to agree with you.
You're taking the Fools too?
I think the Running Fools get the ship righted and get back on track.
Okay. All right. I love it. We're both taking the Fools. And that leads us to our game of the week. Denny Irvine's Gator.
Can I yell it?
Yeah, do it.
The game of the week.
Love it.
I don't know if there's anyone in the room next to me.
All right, we got the undefeated Denny Irvine's Gatorade going up against the undefeated Technical Fouls, an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. And I don't know who's going to win this thing, Rando. Denny Irvine's Gatorade projected 107 to the Technical Fouls, 111. And right off the bat, I already see the Technical Fouls have moved Jaden Daniels, like we said, up into that starting role. Really happy to see that. I think that's a great move. I think that's a great tinker.
And I think did Tom's just sign Ladd McConkey, or did he move him up to his?
No, he's had Ladd McConkey. He started Ladd McConkey last week, which actually ended up being the right choice because I said to start Brandon Ayuk, and he didn't perform that well. So decent call.
A wide open touchdown.
Unbelievable. You know, go to fucking practice if you're gonna drop footballs like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you got paid all that money. I expect you to catch every damn ball.
Catch the fucking ball. I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed. Like I couldn't, I can't like run the distance, the width of a football field. All right. So game of the week, who do we got here? Man.
It's
Technical
another close.
fouls. Yeah, it's another close one, but I do think that Danny Irvine's kind of played above their station last week. And by that I mean big time, because they got 26 points from their kicker. So definitely opportunity for an upset in this one, but I'm going to stick with the technical fouls, because I think they got a pretty solid team. I think moving Jaden Daniels into the starting role is a great call. He's going to run the ball, get some points that way. Saquon behind the Eagles line is incredible. I love that. And I think that's going to be enough to put him over. And while we're at it, let's throw in J.K. Dobbins in there too. I like it. I'm taking the technical fouls.
First of all, Johnny, I'd like to thank the technical fouls for doing me a favor. They woke me up. They gave me the jolt that I think I needed. And I think the technical fouls this week, with everything going on, I think the technical fouls can continue to build upon that momentum and bring home another win. Danny Irvine's Gatorade is distracted.
Oh,
He's
big
more
time.
focused. He's more focused on getting Eiffel Towered under the Eiffel Tower than he is about his fantasy football team. You can't tell me that Tom is going to pay for the premium Wi-Fi, be able to tinker and tinker and tinker the whole flight there. He's at baggage claim in Paris and he's missing his bag on the carousel because he's too busy looking at fantasy football. Tom ain't going to do that. He's focused on his trip.
Okay. Wow.
His head isn't in the game.
Whew, boy.
I
That's
think
tough.
the technical fouls not only beat Danny Irvine's Gatorade, I'm with you. I think that Danny Irvine's Gatorade reached their potential last week. And I think the technical fouls beat Danny Irvine's Gatorade to steal Matthew Chess's quote or whatever by the widest possible margin out of any other team.
All
He
right.
obliterates Danny Irvine's Gatorade.
I love it. I hope it happens. That sounds great. All right. Well, that's our game of the week. Anything else we gotta figure out? What's going on with SRK? When are we buying fucking tickets?
That we gotta get moving on that.
Yeah, we have a small army going now, so we gotta
Yeah, we got what do we got?
we need 13 game tickets, I think.
Oh God. Well, that's fine. Kyle can sit in one row by himself. If worse comes the worst. 13 tickets. I don't even know. We might have to I don't know what the highest amount you could buy on Ticketmaster is before they think you're a bot.
We might have to split. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Hey, we can uninvite Kyle. Did Kyle pay you yet?
Yeah, he's all good.
Here's my question. This is what I really want to know. One, everyone, I know David sent out the patch requests and the league dues. Make sure you pay the commish. He
Yes.
puts in a lot of hard work. But make sure you pay him in a timely fashion, Tom.
Yes, please.
Timely fashion. But here's my question for you. You said Kyle paid. Am I correct?
I said that, yeah. I lied. He hasn't paid yet. But
Oh, God. I was.
he's made contact and he says he's going to pay. So
I
I'm
was
gonna
going to
believe him.
ask, who has Kyle paid before Tom? That's what I want to
No,
know.
he is not. No, the race is still on between Kyle and Tom. So we'll
He never learns. Never learns.
see.
Sorry, Tommy. Enjoy your trip, buddy.
Enjoy your trip. What do you think? What do you think you should eat over there? Definitely an eclair.
I would love to see
Croissant.
Tom eroding a baguette.
A baguette. You gotta eat a baguette. You gotta
And
drink a lot of wine.
if the Haley family doesn't get a picture of Tom in one of those French berets with a long cigarette, like in one of them cigarette holders, they're missing gold,
I
pure
wanna.
gold.
Do you think Tom went like clothes shopping before this trip? Does he have like a special like Paris outfit planned?
Oh, I don't know. Like, you think Tom just, when he goes to Europe, dresses very European?
I don't think that, but I wouldn't be surprised if he bought a couple extra nice little things for this trip. Because Tom has quietly become one of the most stylish members of our friend group. So I'm interested to see what he throws together.
Hova, send us lots of pictures, Tom. We want to see outfits. Maybe
outfits.
You know what?
This food.
Is a perfect opportunity for Tom to set up a TikTok and he can do get ready with me videos.
Well, I don't need all that, but I would love to see a couple of pictures of food and a picture or two of you in your special Paris outfit.
Johnny, I was trying to look back through the history of the league.
Uh-huh.
And I can't pinpoint the week it was. I would love to know, because he's done this the last couple of years where he takes a big family trip during like week two or three of the season. Like, I would love to know last year when he went to Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
What, like, did he win that game? Did he lose that game? I would love to know.
Well, you're going to have to be our league history guy for a while because I do not have access to it. So, would love to know that answer too. So, why don't you
we need to start
find out and tell us next week.
We need to start a Google Doc.
We should.
We have these questions.
Yeah.
And then like we go in and we put in, okay, Tom was in Paris this week and he lost by 50 points.
Yeah.
That way we have.
We need to be tracking all this. Like we've said, we need all this data exported and put on a server somewhere that we can all have access to it.
John, I think it's time.
Top priority, Kamish.
I think it's time. The Super Fantasy, what's the name of our podcast? The Super Fantasy
Super Football Fantasy Show? Football Show.
I think it's time we hired him. I think it's time we hired an intern.
Ooh. I could definitely use an intern.
I think it'd be great.
Can the intern do the podcast for me?
Yeah, they could be. They can co-host. They can pop in.
Great, I'm in.
I'm in a college town. When I'm out of dinner in a little bit, I'll ask around.
Hand out some business cards. We should have sent you with business cards. We'll get that.
It's a missed opportunity.
All right. Well, mail time.
Mail time, mail time, mail time.
We got one from Brian. He says, oh yeah, this was about Randy's bench. In case no one else noticed, Randy's entire bench combined for a whopping 21.5 points. The next lowest was Tom's with 42.5 points. 21.5 points on your bench, Rando. That's pretty fucking bad. Who's on your goddamn bench?
Listen, John, when you're picking that late in the draft, you got to make do with what you can.
You had a quarterback on your you had Aaron Rodgers. Oh, man. That's tough. Whew. Well, I saw you added back Jordan Addison.
I did, yes. And I cut Rico Duvalde.
Duvalde. Oh, man. Beautiful observation, Brian. Thanks for emailing in at superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. Next up, from the commish, to keep piling on, Randy used a keeper for the second best tight end on the Ravens. Beautiful note, Dave. He got 10 times more points, Isaiah likely did, than the tight end that you kept from last year.
Yes.
That's tough. Yes. That's I mean, I hate to pile on, as the commish said, both emails being about the real Americans, but
hey, that's because John Harbaugh had Isaiah Likely out there running routes and had Mark Andrews in there blocking at left tackle. Though I will say this, you put my boy Mark Andrews out there, That's a touchdown. He gets his foot in bounds.
I couldn't agree more.
Isaiah Likely
actually
lost him that game. Mark Andrews would have secured that ball, would have got both feet in bounds, and it would have been a touchdown. Game over. Ravens win.
There you go.
You heard it here, John Harbaugh.
He's going to right the ship. All right, that's all we got. Best of luck to everyone except for the commish in week two. This has been a Super Fantasy Football Show. We'll be back next week. Until then, I'll see you in Zip Frog.
I think I sound close, City.